There is the new single, Dirt, from Jenna Paulette. And this morning, we want to welcome to the Big Red in the Morning Show none other than Jenna Paulette. Good morning, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you on the show, Jenna. I mean, a lot of our Iron Country family members have become familiar with your music when we started spinning Darlin', but they want to know more. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you so much. I grew up, and I'm from Texas originally. My family had a ranch on the Oklahoma-Texas line, so I just grew up in the cattle business, watching, you know, people like George Strait and Reba, and, I loved listening to the Dixie Chicks, and all of them had this common thread, especially George and Reba, where they were, you know, cowboy and, you know, went to rope on the weekends, but also sang country music and played honky-tonks and all of those things, and real big shows at that time, obviously, as it was a little later in their careers, but I just admired the fact that they did both, and I just thought, well, this uses both the things I love and that I'm good at, and just kind of made up my mind when I was real little that I wanted to sing country music and be a cowgirl, and I'm lucky enough to get to do both even now.
That is outstanding. You know, from listening through your releases, I can hear a young woman who actually lived that Western and ranch lifestyle. Is that something that you find important to keep in your music?
Absolutely. The goal for me was always to keep one foot on the ranch and one foot in the music industry. And I, of course, have my apartment in Nashville and lived there for 8.5 years and did the whole thing. And it's why there's anything great happening in my career right now. But currently, my husband and I live in far west Texas. And when I am not on the road singing songs or writing country music, I am on the back of a horse day working next to him. And day working just means that we are, you know, working for different ranches and, you know, making a day wage back of a horse working cattle.
That is outstanding. Nothing like a good hard day of work, is there?
That's right. There's no better sleep in the world than when you've spent the whole day in the sun.
Well, you know, Jenna, last week I saw that you performed at the Grand Ole Opry on the 8th. Tell us what it was like being there and the feeling you had stepping into the circle on that historic stage.
Yeah, so I got to be in Porter Wagoner's dressing room that night. And I don't know, there's something so special about the Opry in general, but especially right now, they're doing their 100th anniversary series of shows, and there's just an air of history back there and on that stage. And when you step into that circle, you can feel all of the music that has been sung from that place, and it's just magic at the Opry. And they're so intentional about everything they do, and the Opry band is full of just excellent musicians, but also people that care so deeply about country music and the integrity of country music. And it's just one of the best places you could ever get the privilege to perform, and I'm honored every single time they have me back.
That is awesome. Now, Jenna, here at Iron Country, we spotlight new music and artists coming out of the Texas area, but lately we've been seeing a few of those artists going national. As an artist, do you see a swing back to more of a traditional country sound when you're out there on the road?
Yes, you know what? I think people are craving that traditional sound and the throwback stuff. And I think people are listening to a lot of really old country music. Even last night at my show in the Houston area,
Jenna,
people were like, how far back? Oh, hello?
Oh, we thought we lost you there for a minute. But you said that people in Houston like that old throwback?
Yes, yeah. People love that old throwback. They were like, how far back? And I said, lefty. And they were like, yeah, let's go, you know. And I also sang a Merle Haggard song. And people just, I think they love the structure of traditional country music and just feeling the bones of country music and where it came from and hearing it, you know, fresh, with fresh ears.
Exactly.
So I love doing all that old stuff.
Well, I want to tell you something here, Jenna. Your last single that we played here at Iron Country, Run the Damn Ball, got a ton of requests. So I have to ask you, are you a big football fan?
I am, yes. I'm a Texan, and we love football in Texas. And I grew up watching football. My brother played, and I would have if I was a boy. But I just got to watch it with my granddads and my dad and my brother. And I just think organized sports teach you so much about life. And And I just fully believe that sometimes you got to pass the green beans and run the damn ball, baby.
Exactly. That was, I mean, and it was, you know, we played that song for quite a bit. And, you know, it was not just guys who were football fans. It was ladies. It was younger people. So that song really struck a chord with people.
Good. That makes me so happy to hear. It struck a chord with me. That was one of the few that I didn't personally write on the record. But one of my favorite songwriters, or a couple of my favorite songwriters, wrote on it. And when I proposed doing it, you know, as a girl, they were like, oh, hell yeah, Jenna, because they all know how big of a Texas football fan I am. So it was just one of those special, special songs that I'm so thankful for and love to play live, too. It's just a feel-good, truth-filled life song.
That is so awesome. Now, Jenna, you are coming to Boxcars over to The Room for a show on June 18th, which I already have my tickets for. Can you give our Iron Country family a little idea what they're in store for that night in The Room?
Yes, sir. So I'm bringing like a trio. So it'll be me, guitar, and fiddle. And we'll be playing all the songs kind of in a writer's round sort of way, telling stories and singing through the Horseback record and older stuff of mine, too, that I know people enjoy. And, just keeping it real personable and telling the stories behind the songs and just giving them a feel for, you know, who I am, what I'm about, and singing some really good country music.
That's outstanding. I know you and I off the air were talking about what a special place The Room is, and you've heard about this venue?
Yes, yeah, I've had a couple people who have seen that date pop up on my website and have been like, oh my gosh, I love that place. That's going to be so cool. So I'm excited to play it and cannot wait to feel what it's like to be in that room.
All right. Well, Jenna, tell our listeners, our Iron Country family, where's the best place for them to keep up with what's going on with you?
Yes, sir. Just all over social media. I'm just at Jenna Paulette, wherever you prefer, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Or just old-fashioned, go to my website, jennapaulette.com.
All right. And you also, everybody out there listening, you can get your tickets for that show at Boxcars. You can get them by calling 608-676-1149, or you can get them online at boxcars.ticketsauce.com. Let's sell this show out for Jenna and show her how much we appreciate her here in Iron Country. And Jenna, I think we're just going to run the damn ball. How's that sound?
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, Red.